The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Nissan and your Nissan dealer.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And with Paul Lane, Paul Tubby Lane, the head coach at Nawachi High School in South Nawachi, Nebraska. And thanks for joining us, Coach. And motivating kids is a serious business. And you really, you don't think there's enough of it being done, right, at the high school level?
Well, Phil, I don't think motivating children is being done enough, not only at the high school level, at the grade school level. I believe so much in our kids. I believe in motivating our kids. I think what happened at our high school last week is an example that there are people like me, there are adults like me, there are teachers like me who want to motivate our kids, and there are adults who want to, I guess, keep us in the past. I built a trophy case 15 years ago in our student quad area to hold what I hoped would be 15 crosstown rivalry trophies. And I have tried to motivate our football team to win the annual game against South Hillcrest High School.
They have not won, have they? I mean, you guys have not?
No, sir, we have not in 15 years. And I came to the school wanting desperately, desperately, to win our annual crosstown game with South Hillcrest. It would put us on the map as a high school power. And last Friday night...
They beat you guys again on Friday night. What was the score?
We lost 37-14. Our kids were not motivated. I have tried everything. I've been friends with the head coach over at Hillcrest, Gene Hart. He and I both worked on Gene Hartel's staff, University of Minnesota, for 15 years. I've done everything I could to motivate these young men. I believe in our kids.
Well, what happened? You have not won this game, and the parents now, you have been put on notice. You are under review because the parents complained following the game, correct?
Well, let me tell you what happened. I didn't want to lose this game. I don't think our kids want to lose this game. I told the kids that I have been frustrated all season. I was frustrated during summer camp. I didn't think they were giving it their all during summer football. And I told them, you are going to go out there, and you are going to run the ball, and you're going to pass that ball, and you're going to get the ball in the end zone and say, help me. And I said the words. I said, so help me, Jesus Christ. I will not be let down again, and I will do to you what Kobe Bryant did to that girl.
And did you also make reference to the Mepham High situation?
I said, I will. You heard about what happened to kids back east.
And well, you didn't threaten them with sodomizing them, right?
No, sir, I did. I said that I would take it out of them. I said that, I would hurt them and I would hurt their parents. And I do admit saying that, and I did admit saying that to the school board.
You said to the kids that if they lost that game Friday night, you would hurt them and you'd hurt their parents.
I said it out of frustration. I said it because we had lost 15 straight games to this crosstown team. I said it because our kids are not motivated. I said it because the parents don't motivate them. I said it because other coaches cannot motivate them. I said it because there are groups of teachers and coaches such as myself who try to motivate these kids.
And well, the quote to the school board and the local newspaper there in Nawachi was the one that you initially said, you'd treat the boys and their parents the way Kobe treated that girl. You don't deny that.
No, sir, I do not deny that. I said that.
Well, did you mean that literally?
I said it in a figurative sense. I said I'd figuratively do that. You have to understand how angry I was. We had lost 15 straight. But what's happened now is I'm being cast in the role of the bad guy because I'm trying to motivate these kids. And the police, who charged me with making verbal threats, have created a defense situation for me. And the reason why I wanted to come on your program, Mr. Henry, is to let people know that I'm with them. If they want to motivate kids, I want to motivate kids. We've got a lot of very lazy parents. We've got a lot of parents out there that don't care. And if they could show their support for me by making a donation to the Paul Lane Foundation, which will help cover my court costs, as well as help reinstate me at Nawachi High School.
All right, you were charged by the police with making terrorist threats, verbal threats. One of the parents said you called and threatened her with rape if her son and the team lost the game. Is that true?
No, sir, it is not true. I said...
Well, the comment that you would treat them like Kobe...
No, sir, I did not say that. I said that to their sons.
And let me ask you, did you have any intention, if the kids lost the game, to go and literally rape the mothers of these...
No, sir, I said that I would be... I'd want to hurt them. I said that I would want to hurt them and that I would want to hurt their parents, but I didn't say that I would hurt them. I said that my frustration with them runs that deep. I'm saying that I believe in motivating kids, and I'm the bad guy. Now I've been, you know, I've been charged.
Okay, Paul, I kind of get your frustration, although your method is a little to threaten kids because they haven't been able to win this game year in and year out.
Well, how do you motivate these kids? The kids today are so unmotivated because they got parents that just don't care. They've got parents that so little is expected of them. And that to me is, I guess, the thing that...
All right. Our number here on the Phil Hendry Show is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Paul Lane, and I'm sorry if you came in on this halfway, is a head coach at South Nawatchie High. You're in Nawatchie, Nebraska, correct?
That is correct.
Where is that?
That is 50 miles northeast of Lincoln, Nebraska.
Now, you said you needed to motivate these kids. You wanted to win this crosstown rivalry. You were in the locker room last week, Friday night, right?
That is correct, yes.
And you said to the kids, if you don't win this game, I'm going to hurt you and I'm going to hurt your parents.
Yes, sir, I do. I don't deny that. But this is motivation. I did not mean this literally. I was trying to motivate these boys because, again, Phil, the bottom line for me and the bottom line for parents like me is to motivate young people to excellence, to have them achieve things that they themselves have never thought they could achieve, and to have them be proud of themselves at the end of an evening of football. I did say that I would treat them the way Kobe treated that girl, which is not to say that I believe Kobe raped that girl, but he treated her, I mean, he turned her around and bent her over a chair, and what I'm trying to say...
Well, the mother, it seems to think that you threatened her specifically with rape.
No, I did not. I said to her, I said to this lady's name is Ms. McMullen, and her son, Kenneth, is starting a tailback for us. And I said to her, I told Kenny that I'd treat him and I'd treat his mother, you know, like Kobe treated that girl. But it's not clear whether he raped her or not. My understanding, it's consensual.
Well, then you'd have, what, consensual rough sex with her?
No, sir, I would not.
Well, that's what you're threatening her with.
Well, I'm threatening her with, you know, I would dominate her, and I was threatening her son with that. I would say, well, I'll dominate your mother over a chair. But again, you have to understand, the reason why I did this is to motivate these boys. My number one concern, unlike most parents, is to motivate young people to do their very best. And I happen to be, I think, one of the best.
Paul Lane's with us, 1-800-449-8686. He's talking about having been suspended by Nawatchie High School. He threatened the kids with physical harm if they didn't win this game last Friday night. You also said you'd treat them the way Kobe treated that girl, and including their families. What, when you say that you're motivated, you don't think other parents and coaches are motivated?
No, it's not that, Mr. Andrew. I don't think they motivate enough. I don't think they have the guts to motivate our kids. I think we need to push them and push them and push them. Even push them with fear. Push them with the threat of violence, but do it. Kids, you know, I look around today, I get so frustrated. Kids today just don't do anything. Not the way we did. Not the way we pushed it. Not the way we achieved excellence. Nowadays, I hear you talk a lot of times about baby boomers. Well, say what you will about baby boomers. I mean, we kicked some ass, you know, if you'll pardon my expression. But these kids today, they're living in their mom's basement until they're 28. They're losers. And when I try to get these boys to win a crosstown rivalry football game that we haven't won for 15 years, and I threaten them with violence, I say that I'm going to bend your mother over a chair, and they still can't win it? I think the problem's not with me. I think it's with them.
All right, let me talk to a lady here in Santa Cruz, California. Barbara, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a high school teacher, and I've done a lot of coaching. And
what do you coach, Barbara? What did you coach?
Softball.
Okay.
And I've coached mostly softball and track. And I want to address a few of the points that this fellow's making. For one thing, high school kids and kids today athletically are actually getting better all the time. Records are constantly being broken.
Yeah, but they're juiced up. A lot of kids are using steroids.
Oh,
I can tell you right now, the kids are using these legal over-the-counter steroids.
Right. So the kids that are breaking records and doing well are, in general, using drugs, is what you're saying?
I'm saying the kids today motivate themselves in an unhealthy way. And I want them to have a pure, organic experience of achieving without having to juice themselves up.
I don't think that what you're saying about students today achieving only because of drugs it's just so ridiculous.
They
it doesn't really fair
pills.
Going into.
Right, can
my
I
other point
you
are
you're a coach, right?
I have been a coach, and
right,
I have two children who, of course, don't use drugs and are motivated.
Is this the way you address your team, ma'am? Because you are a little dull to listen to.
Who are motivated.
Well,
Who am I talking to?
I happen to be Paul Tubby Lane. I'm the head coach of Nawatchie High School. I've won four Division II championships in the state of Nebraska.
You, sir, need to let me speak. It's my turn to speak.
That's fine, but, I mean, it's going on and on and on. And I think you need to make your point in a more concise way, that's all.
Look, let the lady say the way she wants to say it.
Children are motivated by kindness. And our kids today are, in general, with some exceptions, of course, great kids. You belong nowhere near children.
Well,
your attitude is so negative towards humanity in general.
I can tell you've never won a championship.
You're not letting me speak.
You've never won a championship. You've never won a championship, ma'am, I can tell, because you sound weak. And you don't sound motivated.
You sound cruel.
Well,
I've won
three Division
II. Be near children.
Really?
I'll
bend them over a chair.
And I think that you're going to lose your case because you're psychotic and angry.
Well, I win championships, man. I don't sit there and play touchy-feely, okay?
You shouldn't work with children because I don't think you like them.
I think it's suspicious
I don't think you like people
softball.
Or children.
I don't think you...
And you need to get away from both.
I think
your
you like
anger
girls
level
a lot.
Is
I think
frightening.
I think you like women a lot, though, with that softball thing. Yeah, I do. I really do.
Yeah,
I really do. No,
I can't.
What's that supposed
I can't
to mean? You
deal
coach
with this ridiculous person.
Ridiculous?
And I can't believe you're giving him airtime.
I can't believe you've taken
God
part.
Well, wait a minute, folks.
I hope you get help.
Wait a minute, folks.
Well, see, she hung up because... Now, what I was going to say to you, Phil, is that all of these people, look, now she's listening to herself on the radio. Let me just say this. I think you are an unshaven dyke, ma'am. The lady that's listening on her radio right now is an unshaven dyke.
Will you stop that, please?
Mr. Henry, I motivate children. I don't sit around like some borderline lesbian softball coach. And
the lady didn't say anything like that. She teaches softball. She did a lot of sports, Mr. Lane. And the fact that you are suspended by the board, I can sympathize, but we have to cut through a lot of this stuff. You threatened these boys and their parents with some level of violence if they didn't win the game on Friday night.
And they didn't win. And what does that tell you?
Well, obviously it tells me that they're not motivated by your violence.
It tells you that they're not motivated at all. That these kids are so numb to being motivated and to achieve and to be champions that even when I say that I'm going to treat you the way the kids back at Mepham High, and I didn't be specific, but you know what happened to them. They've been over, and they had to accommodate things in their, you know. And that's what I'm saying.
All right, we don't have to be graphic. Hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. Paul Lane, head coach at Nawatchie High School, says he believes in motivating kids, and his belief in motivating kids has gotten him on suspension from that high school. They went to he was coaching them at a crosstown rivalry football game last Friday night. He threatened the kids, he admits it, with violence. He threatened the parents of those kids with violence. They lost the game anyway, and he has been suspended. He has a defense fund that he started, the Paul Lane Foundation, and he'd like some help. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will continue.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Shock and awe meets your radio dial. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We are with Paul Lane, a high school coach. You're the Paul Lane Foundation, Coach Lane, that is going to help you pay for your defense. You've been accused of making terrorist threats against the students and the high school parents, right?
Well, Phil, exactly. The Paul Lane Foundation will help us with our defense fund. These charges are unwarranted. We, as I said, are about motivation and nothing more. It also will help us fund our Paul Lane Mountain Retreat for boys, a motivational retreat where we teach motivational techniques, and we do it in a brand new way. We don't do anything other than motivate, motivate, motivate to win, win, win. And I'm leaving the high school because I can't stand working with American suburban kids anymore in this environment. These parents are driving me out of my mind, so I want to work with kids whose parents see my way.
All right. Well, part of the way that you motivated was to threaten the kids with they'll treat them the way that guy at Mepham High treated them, the way Kobe treated that girl.
Again, that was consensual sex.
All right, so you weren't threatening that kid's mother with rape. You were threatening her with rough consensual sex.
Again, I think you're focusing too much on...
Well, no. Isn't that true?
If you want to put it that way, yes, sir.
All right, I want to be clear. Let me go over to Vicki. Vicki, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello,
Yes.
You are the most horrible man I have heard in a long time. You have no business being around children.
Well, ma'am,
you have no
what
business being a teacher or a coach. And if I lived out there, I would make it my personal mission to make sure you were never around children again. Never had a foundation, never had a motivational camp, never were around children again.
I don't
you
understand.
You are horrible.
What have I done? What did I do? Except
you
try to
you abused children and you abused their parents.
Ma'am, I never
and
laid a hand on these
might
kids.
Have been a, you abused them.
I never
you,
laid a hand on these boys, and I never laid a hand on anybody.
You verbally abused them.
In what way, ma'am? I'm trying to motivate these kids to win a football
that
game.
That is not how you motivated. That is not how you motivate someone. And maybe if you were a good coach, and maybe if you motivated them correctly,
well, what
you,
did I
maybe
say?
You would have been winning the last 15
ma'am,
years
what did
rather
I say,
than losing.
What did I say specifically that you find fault with? Hello?
Well, Mr. Henry
yes.
Specifically gave some everything that you said about Kobe Bryant. That's disgusting. That's not motivation. That's disgusting. That is abusive.
Well, ma'am,
Mr. Lane, you said that you would treat his mother the way Kobe treated that girl.
Mr. Henry, that is, as far as I'm concerned, consensual sex. Is that correct?
Well, let's say it was. What are you talking about? You're going to have consensual sex with the kid's mother?
I've got to find a way to get these kids. This lady, with all due respect, the lady I'm talking to, is a perfect example of the parents I deal with.
Listen,
soft,
I have been coaching
kids
boys
are unmotivated.
For over 20 years, and I successfully motivate boys to win. I coach basketball, I coach soccer, I coach Little League, and I successfully have winning teams for over 20 years. I spend my time volunteering. I don't get paid like you do, sir.
Well, ma'am, if you're
and
so good, how come you're not? If you're so good,
win.
Why aren't you in Division I football? I don't understand that. If you're so
but
good.
It's a sport. It's motivating children, whatever it is, and I have never, ever, or abused one child verbally, physically, or any other way.
Well,
I treat their parents with respect, and I treat the children with respect. That's what they deserve.
Well, I'm
you
sure
have no business being around children.
Basically, what you're telling me is you've got a very high opinion of yourself, which doesn't prove anything, okay? That's
no,
why you lose.
You actually have a very high opinion
that's,
of yourself.
That's why
you're
you
disgusting.
Don't win. That's why you don't win, though, because you...
I do, and I have a winning team.
No.
I always beat the men.
Am I wrong, Mr. Henry? She said she does not win, but it doesn't matter to her.
I do win.
No,
I
you
do
said
win.
You don't win.
I have
you
a winning
said,
team.
You said you have a losing team.
Years.
No, she said she had a winning team
a
for
winning
over 20
years. No,
she
20
said
years.
Her teams lose, but she doesn't care. See? And that's what's wrong with America.
Well, that's not what she said.
That's not what I said at all. I have had winning teams for over 20 years in three different sports. I've never abused any of my kids. Not
wait, ma'am, you know that to win means you have to have more points than the other team, right? You're aware of that.
Okay, now what's that support?
Oh, aren't we smart?
No, ma'am, I'm trying...
Don't talk to me like... You don't need to talk down to me.
I don't know. In other words, you understand that...
She knows that. Yes, she knows it. Thank you, Vicki. I have to run.
Thank
1-800...
You.
I bet your kids are soft and smooth like a baby's rear end. Oh, man, I'd love to get a hold of that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line. Naked.
Henry Jerry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
No, but that was what I meant.
All right, let me ask the audience. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Paul Lane is with us, high school football coach, has been suspended by Nawachi High. That's in Nawachi. It's a suburb of Lincoln, Nebraska. You say you motivate kids with love.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, there is an incident that one of the parents complained about, that you showed the kids a ball hitch that is used for a trailer.
Yes, sir, and I did that through love. Now, let me tell you how you work with young people. You first of all have to motivate them with a loving heart. If I tell a child that I'd like to hurt him and hurt his family bad, what I'm trying to get out of him is a motivation and an achievement that he may never have in his life. When I demonstrated, I showed them the ball hitch on a trailer, and I said to them that what the boys at Mepham High School went through is nothing compared to this, going to the place where those boys had to have stuff put. And I said it with love, and I said it with motivation. No, I did have, I had no intention that time to do that.
Were you threatening to push that thing up some kid's rear end?
Okay, again, you're focusing on the negative.
No, I'm not focusing on any negative. I just want to know, you believe in threatening.
But what you're doing, Phil, is you are undercutting the work of the Paul Lane Foundation and our Paul Lane Retreats, where we try to motivate young people to go higher than these soft, touchy-feely parents will ever go. Yeah, I showed them a ball hitch to a trailer. And now what are you telling me? That the human can't accommodate that with ground lubrication or...
Wait. That's got nothing to do with anything. What I'm talking about is motivating through fear, which is what you're doing. 1-800-449-8686. Joe, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Listen, bud, Paul, you absolutely have no idea how to coach kids, all right? Listen to me. My father coached football for 30 years, all right? Not once did he ever have to threaten the kid or his family to win a championship,
okay? You're supposed to win.
Not once.
You're supposed to win, too.
Yeah, I understand that. He never, ever had to do that, okay?
All right, but
I don't think
you
have any idea of what's going on.
Did he win?
And on top of that, what business do you have talking to these ladies that call him like this? Like, where'd you grow up, man? A barn? Like, what's going on?
I don't understand what he said.
Like, you have no idea how to coach kids.
Hey, kid, I don't know where you're calling from or what your problem is. I'm a high school football coach. I win championships. I do it my way.
Yeah, you do.
And
you're right.
Because your daddy did
my
it one
father
way.
Did it his
well,
way,
okay.
Too.
Why
and
you
win championships, too.
Well, why don't you have your father call in, okay? Because what do you,
okay,
do?
You know
what do you do for a living?
Well, I'll
what
tell you something, all right?
What do you do for a living?
You have...
Hey, what do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
You carry the bag for your dad? You carry the balls for your dad or what?
No, you know what? I make calls for myself. And I tell guys like you that you have no idea what you're talking about. Because guess what? I'm a kid too. And if you tried to motivate me like that,
yeah.
I would definitely not play for you. And you'd be surprised if you were still walking by the end of the day.
I doubt that, son. I've had a lot of... I've had a lot of threats in my day, and I can handle... Little spindly kid like you.
And how did it feel being threatened anyway? How did it feel?
Did you imagine
that those kids start being threatened?
Where do you pump gas? I'll come over and give you an extra 20, all right?
All right. I'll do that. Don't worry.
Hey, Joe,
I'll make sure and do that.
By the way, take your nose out of your dad's ass and try to.
Okay, look,
buddy,
man.
Don't worry.
No,
you know what?
That's the whole thing.
You have no business around kids at all.
All right, you got a little brown on the end of your nose.
Can we talk like adults here?
Well, this gentleman called up and said that his father knows how to win championships.
I'm telling you.
He's got no proof.
You can look up
my name in the Nebraska
right.
Hall of Fame.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you decide that you can coach kids properly, then you come back and talk to me.
Hey,
but
Joe,
until
Joe,
then,
Joe,
I don't think you have any business around kids whatsoever.
Joe, this is Phil Henry. Let me ask you a question. Your father coached football, correct?
He did, indeed.
All right. Did your father ever go to the extreme of showing a ball hitch to kids and saying, you're going to get that pushed up your rear end if you don't win? I mean...
Oh, Mr. Henry, I had no...
No, wait, I'm asking this man what his father did. Okay? He never did that, right?
No, absolutely
okay.
not. That's
yeah, but his old man didn't win football games either.
But he said that he did win football games.
Absolutely.
I doubt how you can motivate a young man without putting the fear of Jesus H. Christ into his soul... And saying this ball hitch is going to go places that it's never was intended to go, unless you guys get out there.
Well, you did that last Friday night, and you didn't win the game. You lost to a crosstown rival, 15th year in a row.
That's why we've started the Paul Lane Foundation. I just want people to
see. You're frustrated because you don't
I want people to call in and show me support, not people who are going to cry and whine and give excuses like this Joe here.
Do you think you deserve support? Is that what you think you deserve?
Because I want to
motivate you. I think you deserve a jail cell, my friend.
I want to know what you do for a living. I really do. I just want to know what your profession is.
You want to know? I'm a telemarketer. How's that?
There you go. That's what your father got you to do. Making phone a bucket shop selling pens and pencils.
Yeah, whatever, buddy. I'm going to school. So what's the problem?
Yeah, the problem is you're calling up, making obscene phone calls to housewives. And
all right, look, I don't want to hear this anymore. Listen, Joe, thank you for your call. The guy's a telemarketer.
Yeah, pain in the ass. Look up telemarketer in a dictionary, and you'll see pain in the ball hitch.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, well, good evening.
Good evening, Mike.
I'm a teacher, and I'm listening to this gentleman on the phone. I teach alternative education, students at risk, students who quit school, students who have problems with the law, and so forth. And I've been teaching this type of kids for about 6 years. I have never, ever threatened my students. I teach them love, and I have excelled. I've gotten them to reach their highest level. Today, some of my students go to college.
Some, not all.
And they go to college, they're being productive citizens. And the way you go about it, sir, threatening in any way, shape, or form, you should not be teaching children.
I don't really hurt them. But what I want to say to you, Mike, is this. The Paul Lane Foundation is dedicated to the very things you're talking about, motivating young people.
You motivate through love.
Well, here's the thing. This is Phil Henry, Mike. The stationery that you have for the Paul Lane Foundation, the symbol of your company is a ball hitch, isn't it?
That is correct, yeah.
I wouldn't even dare ever touch a kid. I give kids love, pure, nothing but love, never verbal abuse in any way, shape, or form. And you show it. Once you get the student to trust you, to be on your side, the student will do wonders for you. The student will go beyond the call of duty, but verbal abuse won't happen.
That's true, but all I said to these boys was that if they didn't win the game, they'd deserve to be treated like that girl that, you know, Kobe had. Now, the symbol, by the way, Mr. Henry, of our foundation, the Paul Lane Foundation, is a fuzzy tennis ball hitch. It's not a steel ball hitch. And I think there's a very, very big difference.
Well, what difference does that make?
I think there's a huge difference. And I'm sure Mike would agree.
No, no, no.
What is that?
I can't agree. I cannot agree to verbal abuse.
Mike, can I ask you something, sir? You're an educator. I have great respect for you. I'm in a gymnasium right now. I have not attempted 250 pounds on a clean and jerk, but I want you to listen to this because this is what motivation does. Listen to this.
What are you doing now?
Hold on. I'm on a clean and jerk. 250. I didn't do it. I couldn't do it.
If I were a child and they did that to me,
I couldn't do it.
If I were a child and they did that to me,
that ball hitch.
Go ahead, Mike.
Off.
What's that, Mike?
Our students from inner cities are producing. They're winners by tender love.
Look at that.
And solid motivation.
Well, my lower intestine's sticking out right now, so you'll pardon me if I didn't hear everything you said.
God! Oh, my God.
You see, what I do, Mike, when I don't clean and jerk the pounds that I want to, I go into the office and I look at myself and I tell myself that I will go out and look for someone to sodomize me if I don't do this. So I threaten myself. Watch this.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. This is 250 pounds. Please, dear Jesus, let me do it. If I can do this, we'll win the game tonight. Yeah! I did it. See, if
sir,
I did this life...
You change your methods to love.
Yes, sir. See, if I
put
this life
abused.
On... Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. I agree with you. Good man.
I've been educated. I've been teaching
See,
32 years.
If I put this
years.
Light bulb where the sun don't shine, I bet I could lift this. I'm going to put the light bulb up there and...
I don't want to hear about this guy anymore. Mike, you sound like a great man, a great teacher. Thank you for your efforts.
You're welcome.
All right, pal. Bye-bye. Didn't he already say he cleaned and jerked 250? Now he's going to stick a light bulb up there and see if it can go higher? the guy threatens himself. 1-800-449-8686. That was Paul Lane, the suspended head coach of the Nawachi High Bandits. And he has the Paul Lane Foundation, so if you're interested in donating money, we'll give that address later on. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy. One 800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Time now for a walk down memory lane on the Phil Hendry Show. Occasionally we get an email from someone who requests a bit from the days of yore. This is a letter from Walter. Hey Phil, I was listening to you last night and you were talking about the use of the F word in the media. When you were threatening to say the word, which you actually did, it reminded me of a bit you did with Vernon Dozier when anyone that got on his nerves, he would tell them to F off. The funniest part was there was where he said that he told some kid selling cookies to F off because no kid is going to guilt him into buying cookies. And he looked him straight in the eyes as he walked right past him into the store. If you could play that bit, it would be great. Thanks, Walter. Here it is, Walter, from October 8th. Boy, over a year ago, October 8th of 2002, Vernon Dozier, no kid's going to tell him to buy cookies.
Hey, how can you be a man and set a good example for these kids if you're telling them F off? Why don't you be a man?
What are you talking about?
Hey, no thanks.
What are you
talking
about?
I don't want the candy bar and walk away.
I did say that.
And then why did you walk away? So why was there any confrontation?
Then he keeps going, oh, sir, it's for our band uniform.
But you walked away. How can you sit there and justify turning around and lowering your level to this kid? Okay, you're turning around as you're walking away, and you're lowering your level. This kid to
right,
say
right.
What you had to say.
That's my point too. And
oh, I've heard your point, Mr. Hendry. I've heard your point is that I'm supposed to sit there and take abuse.
You're walking away. You man, walk away. He's not going to follow you
right
into the store.
Now,
I've done it too.
Why can't the parents go out there and sell the candy bars like men instead of having the kids go out there?
Hey, there's plenty of parents that sit around with their kids for people like you. Okay.
Well, look at
so that you don't see kids out there by themselves. There's everywhere I go to Publix or to grocery stores or to you know Walmart, wherever I may go, those children are out there with their family.
Yeah.
And their family's out there to protect them, those kids from you. How do you teach your kids? Do you have the kids in your classroom coming up to you and say, you know, hey, Mr. Paul, can you show me? What do you do? F you in a classroom?
I tell these kids to F off if they're asking me. For instance, when I coach football, some kid comes up to me and asks me about a play that we've run 100 times. I told him to F it.
Why would you tell a kid to F it?
Because he's bugging me. He's guilting me.
So you don't know any other English words than F it?
Yeah, and if you're a teacher, dude, you're in the wrong business if you're telling kids to F it because they're bugging you.
Look, where is it written that a kid gets to violate me with chocolate? I'd like to know that.
Where is it written where the adult violates a kid with the language that you're using?
I didn't start it. I get out of the car and...
Well, look, you know what this is?
It doesn't matter, man. The kids are kids. They think they're doing something. They're taught to do something right and good for the kids.
Look, I told that kid, if he wants to sell me a chocolate bar, all he has to do is say, Mister, do you want a chocolate bar? I'll look him straight in the eye, man to man, and say no. But I didn't do that. So you should have been a man and walked away.
You should be showing a good example for these kids. You know, instead, you're teaching these kids, hey, there's assholes out there. Like you, excuse my language.
Wait a minute, you're calling me an asshole?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're acting like one.
If you came up to me and tried to sell me candy, I'd take that Twix bar and I'd tell you to F off.
Hey, you should be a man and walk away from the kid. The child does not know
these
better.
Poor kids are trying to raise money because they don't have
enough
money
for
schools, you know.
Why don't you get your wife on the phone and find out what the real reason is why you left?
Mr. Henry, I bet there's
more to this story than what the meets the eye there, buddy.
Oh, yeah? Have you got a woman that used to work at a peep show as your girlfriend? I don't think so.
Oh, hell no. I wouldn't lower myself to that standard, let alone lower myself to be cursed not a kid.
That ain't necessarily good.
Are you kidding me?
She used to work at a peep show. I hate to tell you that, but that's about the lowest rung on the adult entertainment ladder.
You ain't kidding. You know, that's like a state preview. Let me hide in these closets over here so nobody can see me.
Yeah,
you know?
Let us sit in those booths, man, and stick a quarter. Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, who else has been in there that you're you know, you must be, you lowered yourself pretty low teach your kid the wrong language, and then, you know,
I can stare anybody down. I can stare anybody down. Somebody offers me, I'll stare you down, Henry, right now. One, two, three, go. Stare at me.
Yeah, but you got problems, man. You need some help. You need to go see a psychiatrist.
I will stare you down. Come on.
Stare what down? I can't even see you.
Thank you very much.
Who do you think I am? What, are you hanging up? That chicken.
How do you justify doing that, man? I mean,
are you staring at me?
I'm not staring at you. I don't know what to stare at.
I can eyeball you. That kid said the chocolate bars don't have nuts in them, and that kid probably knew I'd had a vasectomy. So all of these things, you put them together, and it's a joke.
So you don't like kids, too?
No, I'm not staring. Thanks a lot, Frank. I'm not staring.
Why not?
I don't know what to stare at.
See, I'm winning. Are you blinking?
Yes, I blinked.
Okay, I win.
There is Vernon Dozier, and he's the head football coach at Belmar Academy in California. His solution to the problem of kids, tell them to F off.